Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the only mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, and he's able to save to the uttermost all that come unto God by him. He is a sufficient Savior, and for he has finished the work which the Father gave him to do. He is the second person of the Trinity, and he is the messenger of the covenant, as well as the mediator between God and man, and he has come and fulfilled everything that was in that covenant. He has told us about the covenant, he has told us the terms of it, and he has met them himself. That's why he said the Son of Man must be lifted up. Might be lifted up, but must be lifted up. He had in order to fulfill these terms, though as a man, he dreaded it, and the flesh drew back from the agony and the punishment, and his soul was sorrowful unto death, and it was in great anxiety and trouble. And he said, Father, if it be possible, he said, all things with thee are possible. If it be possible, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but thine be done. And so he was submissive to the will of his Father. And that's what he said he came down here to do, was the will of his Father. And aren't you glad that he was willing? And even though as a man the flesh drew back from the suffering, and his soul, his human soul, withered when he foresaw and knew what he must go through, and the sorrows, when our sorrows fell on him, it all came upon him. It can't be measured. The immensity of the sorrow that his soul suffered. His soul was made an offering for sin, just as his body was, the scriptures tells us. And so he suffered in soul as well as body and sorrow. We all try to escape that. We go to all manners trying to escape depression and anxiety and worry and troubles from family and from friends and for things that come upon us, because it ruins and wrecks our life when the anxiety and stress of the soul will destroy our life and just make us dependent upon society, because it just renders us useless if it gets bad enough. And so we've all probably come in contact with that, man, not only with disease in the body, but that which is of the soul, stress and anxiety there too. And there's no way we can, only God Almighty, the God-man, could have stood the troubles and the trials and the sorrow that come upon him. He says, my soul is sorrowful even unto death. Who can measure the depths of the sorrow that the Son of God, when all of our sins and all of our sorrows, all of our diseases, and all of them were laid upon him, and the Father said, let the sword smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. And according to scriptures, beloved, the prophecy, it was fulfilled in every jot and every tittle. And our wonderful Savior, the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ, who became a man and suffered in our room instead, went to the cross, but thanks God, the grave couldn't hold him. He laid down his life for his sheep. He said, the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And so he laid down his life as a good shepherd, in the resurrection he's that great shepherd. The Apostle Paul said, now the peace of God that brought again from the dead that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant make you acceptable in every good work, acceptable unto him. And so he is the good shepherd in the resurrection. He brought him again from the dead, the God of peace. And that's why he's the God of peace, is because Jesus died and rose again from the dead. He is our peace, and he brought peace when he went to the cross and was lifted up and hung between heaven and heaven and earth that day there. It was through and by him that we have peace with God. And it's when we look to the cross and see Jesus there suffering for sinners that the sinners have peace with God, the peace of God that passeth understanding. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Beloved, We beseech you today, as Apostle Paul said, as ambassadors for Christ, be ye reconciled to God. There's no other way that a sinner can be reconciled to the Father but through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said himself, no man cometh to the Father but by me. And isn't it wonderful this morning to have the gospel preached that we might have our gospel deliverance and salvation, that we a sinner might feel the comfort and consolation, the witness of the Spirit within here, that Jesus is the mediator between God and man, that he is the redemption that the Father has provided, that sinners might be delivered from the poison of the serpent, from sin that separates from God forever and forever. What a wonderful gospel it is this morning that we have to preach Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. And in him there is plenteous redemption. He is all-powerful, and he is all-sufficient to save the very vilest of sinners. There's not one anywhere, beloved, but what God is able to save him. He came to save sinners. He is a friend of sinners. He identified himself with sinners when he was here. The righteous Pharisees condemned him for being and identifying himself with sinners. But he said, for this reason came I into the world. And the Apostle Paul said that for this cause Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And beloved, I don't know about you, but sometimes I think I can argue with the Apostle Paul about that, about being the chiefest of sinners. Because when we think of the things that we have done in years past and gone, that we might make an impression upon our poor sinful men and curse our God and do those things that he's commanded us not to do, what a grief. Sometimes it still grieves me on my pillar at night, way in the midnight hour, when I think about things that I did as a young man trying to impress other young boys and men, taking God's name in vain and lying and doing those things that put our Savior on the cross. And what a wonderful thing it is this morning to have the peace of God that passeth understanding. If not deceived, beloved, you're looking at a poor sinner saved by the grace of God. And I can lay down, when was it, the other day, I went to the doctor and he took my blood pressure, and a little nurse did, and she said, you must be at peace with yourself, said, you have good blood pressure. I said, well, I'm at peace with the Lord, and as far as I'm concerned, every man on the face of the earth, I'm not mad at nobody. And she said, that's wonderful. I said, it sure is. It's wonderful indeed. I'm at peace with God. And that's because of the Lord Jesus Christ, what he's done. Not for anything that I've done, beloved. Not that I think that I've made peace and that I'm good and I've reformed and I've done this. It's all done. It's based upon the blood of Jesus, the lovely Son of God who loved me, gave himself for us, and who said, look and be saved. Look and be delivered. If I'm not deceived, years ago I looked, beloved, and I was delivered from all of that wrath and turmoil. I don't know how big a sinner you've been, beloved, but I was a terrible sinner, and it would tear my life apart. But this morning, I can say, thanks to Jesus, I can lay down at peace at night with my God. I can look my wife in the face and be at peace and not feel like a hypocrite. I can look my neighbor in the face and be at peace. I'm not angry with him, and I don't care if a dog comes over my property. I don't get mad at him. I try not to get upset at any of them, beloved, because God is a savior of sinners. And if I'm not deceived, he saved this one about 30-some years ago, for which we're truly thankful. And we're thankful this morning for the privilege to be here at the church at Reedsville and to testify to the marvelous grace of God that delivers sinners from the wrath of God that's going to break upon this old world one day. And I would, God, that every sinner on the face of the earth would look and be saved. They would look unto Jesus and feel the wonderful deliverance that comes to a poor sinner when he can say, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Wouldn't you love to believe more and more, strong and stronger and better, I would every day. I would if I could be perfect, but I can't. That which I would do, I do not, and that which I would not do, that I do. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Oh, wretched man that I am, I thank God through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Isn't it a wonderful thing to have a deliverer this morning? And though we know to be poor sinners and imperfect and would serve God who is perfect and who does demand our perfection, what a wonderful Savior he provided for us, one who met the mark in every jot and every tittle, in word, in thought, in deed. Our Jesus, beloved, he met the mark. He fulfilled it every bit, every jot and every tittle, to the extent that the Father said, "This is my Son in whom I'm well pleased." Are you well pleased with him this morning? I am, beloved. I'm so well pleased with him that sometimes I would even follow thee in the death. I'd be like Peter, but then I remember, except the grace of God would be with me, I'd deny him just like Peter did, because the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And I've learned that through years, and I'm sure you have too. But the Lord is able. He's able to give us grace sufficient to face every trial here on this side of the grave. Sometimes we feel like, I'm sure, that we can't face it. We get down in doubts and in fears, and we feel like the Lord is plumb gone forever. But he told Paul, he said, "My grace is sufficient," and it is. It's a wonderful thing this morning to have a God who has all power in heaven and in earth, who has sent a Redeemer, fulfilled the law, risen from the dead, and is seated at the right hand. He's King. He is the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, and the only potentate, King of kings and Lord of lords. And he's coming again, beloved, for that which he suffered and died for. He'll not lose one of them. He'll get every one of them, because he paid for them with his own precious blood. That's a wonderful gospel. Beloved, if you're here this morning and you've never submitted to the will of God like the Son of God, your Savior, did, if you have a hope in the shed blood of Jesus Christ and you've never submitted to the gospel ordinances like he commanded you to, then I would urge you this morning to step out and to speak up and to confess Jesus, your Savior, and follow him in the baptismal waters. You'll find peace in here, I'll guarantee it, because he said you would. May the Lord add his blessings. Let's sing Rock of Ages. And we'll publish the doors of the church while they sing the song. And if there's one or more that would love to join the church, we'll give you that privilege while we assemble together. What was that number?
52.
Sing, brethren, when you're ready.
Rock of
can't stay for communion, stay and have lunch with us. And we invite all brethren and sisters by light, faith, and order that's in peace at home to stay and have communion with us. And we can share with us in communion. And if you have some other order, we invite you to stay and observe. Be perfectly all right. We'll be happy for you to do if you'd like to. The Lord willing, Elder Dickerson will be in the church at Oak Creek on this coming, we'll get it straight, Thursday night. As far as I know, it's the only appointment he'll have in this area. Are there any other announcements?
Right. This is Sam Bryant. I have the audience with O'Neill Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Get out and go on Wednesday and Thursday night.
This coming week?
This coming week.
Does it sound right? Hope you can go and be with me.
Brother Draper, I'd like to invite everybody to Monticello on the first Sunday. We're going to have dinner on the ground and communion. And we certainly would like to have everybody.
Thank you, Brother.
All hearts and minds, anything else? All hearts and minds satisfied, Brother Luigi Williams.
Dear Heavenly Father, we bow and thank you for the blessings of this day. We thank thee, Lord, for each head bowed, each visitor that's come to be with us. We pray, asking, O God, that thou would go with us. Be here, that thou would continue to go with us in the remaining portion of this service this afternoon, that it might please thee to dwell among us and be one in our midst. Thank thee, O God, for the pastor of this church. Ask that thou would continue to bless him with strength, wisdom, and courage, that he might stand against the fiery laws of the devil. He might stand up, cry aloud and spare not, that he might continue to serve thee the way that is pleasing in thy sight. We ask thy richest blessings upon him. We ask thy blessings upon this church and each member that makes up her body. Dear Heavenly Father, we confess before thee that we have sinned and come short of thy glory. We thank thee, O God, most of all, for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank thee for what he has done, what he is doing now, what we look and yet to do. Till that day when we shall come without sin unto salvation, we ask, O God, thou give us grace, be busy about thy business. For in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.